们的灵在他们里面那么亲近一样。
He lives in them.
他住在他们当中。
But they must turn their attention inwardly to develop a friendship with him.
但这样的基督徒需要把他的注意力注视到他里面，开始跟住在里面的圣灵开始建立他们的友谊。
And only by doing this,
唯有这样做的时候
，can we walk free of lust？
我们才能够从情欲当中这样自由从当中出来。
Let's look at Roman numeral 2, just a quick review from last night.
我们来看第二大段，很快的有点温习。
Galatians 5, verse 16 to 18.
加拉太书五章十六到十八节。
I want you to notice three verbs that are describing our relationship with the Holy Spirit.
把你留意这段经文当中三个动词讲到我们跟圣灵的关系。
In verse 16,
第十六节
，it says, "Walk in the Spirit."
他说你要顺着圣灵而行。
You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
你就不应该去满足肉体的情欲。
But if you are led by the Spirit,
但如果被圣灵引导
，you are not under the law of Moses, is the idea.
你就已经不在摩西的律法之下了。
If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
我们若是靠圣灵而生，得生就当靠圣灵行事。
So, Paul is talking, is describing our relationship with the Holy Spirit with three verbs.
所以保罗这边用三个这样的动词来描述我们跟圣灵的关系。
We walk in the Spirit.
就是我们顺着圣灵而行。
We are led by the Spirit.
我们被圣灵引导。
And we live by the Spirit.
然后呢，我们是靠圣灵来生活。
Walk, led, and live.
就是你顺着他而行，你被他引导，而且靠他生活。
Now, just a quick review from last night.
我们很快的温习昨天所提到的。
I cannot say this too many times.
我实在是需要一再重复这个
重点。We walk in the Spirit. That is how we have power over the lust of the flesh.
就是我们顺着圣灵而行，这是我们能够好像能够来充被充满，被神的灵充满。
We turn the engines on the airplane. That's the way the airplane.
就是我们必须把引擎开了，才能够让飞机能够飞行。
But many believers,
但许多的信徒
，they put their primary attention on denying the lust of the flesh.
那许多的圣徒，他所花的主要的精力就在于说，他们要否认他里面的这样的一个情欲。
Instead of connecting with the Holy Spirit,
却不是把心力放在跟圣灵相交。
Yes, we do need to deny the flesh.
我们的确需要来否认，来拒绝肉体的需要。
But far more powerful in our victory is our connection with the Holy Spirit.
但是关乎我们得胜的这件事上，有个更重要的，就是我们跟圣灵需要有一个很活泼的相交。
It's important that the passenger gets on the airplane.
的确，就是我们这些乘客需要进入到那个飞机里面。
But the most powerful thing is when the engine is on and the power is being released.
那更重要是说，这个引擎需要开，所以才有能力能够起飞。
Let's go to paragraph E.
我们看 E 这一段。
Now, two aspects of walking with the Holy Spirit.
我们讲到顺着圣灵而行有两个方面。